Let's turn to the Braisa, the very famous Braisa on Daf Vav Amud Aleph in Masechet Shabbos. This is the Braisa of Dalet Rishuyos, Tana Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyos LeShabbos, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, Carmelis UMakom Ptur, Ezu Rishus HaYochid, Chritz Shehu Amok Asora, Viracha of Dalit. So you have a ditch, and it's 10 tfachim deep, Viracha of Arba, and it's 4 tfachim wide, Vechein Gader, or you have a flat area above ground level, right, ground level, and it's surrounded by a fence, Shehi Gavoa Asora. So you have 10 tfachim in height surrounding this area of Rechava. The area itself is 4 tfachim wide. Zoi Rishus HaYochid Gemura. Rashi writes, Kosel Shu Gavoa Asara Verochav Dalid Havi Rishus HaYochid. That's Rashi here on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Now Rashi on Daf Vav Amud Beis Divra Maskel Kamashmalon. Rashi explains that it's called Rishus HaYochid because on four sides we say God Asik Mechitza. In other words, we imagine the Mechitzas to go up beyond the 10 Tfachim. V'nimtza Rosho Mukov Midalid Tzdadim B'Mechitzos Asara. In other words, even though the mechitzos are only 10 tfachim high, which probably reaches maybe a little bit above the knees or so, maybe it reaches the moten, you know. But in any event, we view the mechitzos as if they go all the way up, and his head, therefore, is completely surrounded on four sides by mechitzos. Rashi, in many places, seems to repeat the same thesis that a kosel or an amud or a tail or a gader, it's always considered Rishus HaYochid because we apply the principle of God Asik Mechitzos, and we view the Mechitzos as if they are going all the way up. And there are a bunch of other Rishonim who agree with Rashi, who repeat the same thesis of God Asik Mechitzos. So now we want to raise a kasha on Rashi. This kasha is raised by the Pnei Yoshua. Why does the Braisa mention a halachic Rishus HaYochid, meaning a gader with go to Asig Mechitzos, that's only 10 tfachim high? Why didn't the Braisa just simply mention a regular Rishus HaYochid, a place that's surrounded by 4 Mechitzos, and you don't have to apply the rule of go to Asig Mechitzos? So the Pnei Yoshua writes that the Braisa wanted to teach us new chidushin. In other words, to teach us not only does the minimum shear of a mechitza to set up Rishus HaYochid have to be 10 tfachim high, but also wants to tell us this halach of God Asik Mechitzos. The Meiri in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Dalid says that in a case of a gader, where you have a fence, and it's 10 tfachim high, and it's considered Rishus HaYochid, we don't need the din of God Asik Mechitzos. Even without the din of God Asik Mechitzos, says the Meiri, Shebazu, Iyata Tzorech Ba L'God Asik. Shein atam el mipnei shekol shegavoa yud eino tashmish shel bnei rishus harabim v'dino dino ki rishus hayochid af below mechitzos. Meaning, once you have a mechitza that's 10 tfachim high, that's enough to block the Rabbim who are using the Rishus HaRabbim, and that sets up the area that's surrounded by these mechitzos that are very low, that are only 10 tefachim high, as a Rishus HaYachid. So we're going to try to understand this machlokes. Again, Rashi and many Rishonim say that if you have a mechitza that's only 10 tefachim high, the din of Rishus HaYachid is generated by God Asik mechitzos. And Rashi even goes as far as to say that it covers his head. And the Miri says, no, once you have 10 tefachim, it knocks off the Rabbim. And once you knock off the Rabbim, it's no longer Rishus HaRabbim, it becomes Rishus HaYochid. Everything depends upon Tashmish B'nai Rishus HaRabbim. Can they use it? Is it accessible? Is it not accessible? Now, to analyze this machlokes, we're going to go back to the sugya in Sukkah, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. That's the main sugya mechitzos. And the case that the Gemara addresses is when he puts his sukkah on top of some sort of a pillar, we'll call it, and that pillar is 10 tefachim high. And Abai wants to suggest that in such a case, the pillar itself, right, the Amud, is enough for God Asik Mechitzos, right? So you've got a sukkah that's structured on top of an amud. The amud is 4 tefachim wide, and it has, from the ground, it's 10 tefachim high. Then we have these imaginary mechitzas that go up. Now again, we're not getting into the question of what's holding the schach, but let's say he has maybe 2 mechitzos to hold the schach, or maybe he has poles that are holding the schach. So Abai says that schach and that sukkah is kosher. And Rav rejects it. Rav says no. Be'inon mechitzos hanikaros v'leka. We need to recognize the mechitzos of a sukkah. And this sukkah, although it's sitting on an amud, but it doesn't have mechitzos nikaros. We can't see the mechitzos. So you can't be machshir a sukkah based on 4 imaginary mechitzos, even though halachically you do have mechitzos. So the Rishonim point out that it's definitely the case, and Rava can't deny it, that you have mechitzos. Because according to Alpidin, God Asik Mechitzos means that if you have this Amud, then the sides of the Amud go up, Midin God Asik, and they are imaginary Mechitzos. So for example, as far as Shabbos is concerned, any area in the airspace of this Amud would be Rishus HaYachid. And that's what Rashi said, that when we want to define a Rishus HaYachid, we introduce God Asik Mechitzos. But Rava holds that in Sukkah we have a new halacha. That Sukkah has 2 requirements. Not only does it have to have mechitzos, but it also requires heker mechitzos, mechitzos nikaros. You need a physical mechitza, because otherwise, for example, the Torah says, Teshvu basukos, which means live in the sukkah, ke'ein dira, as if it was your house. Well, who would live in a place that's absolutely open to the elements because it has imaginary mechitzos? You know, halachic legal mechitzos are not sufficient to make this sukkah into a dira. For that you need the reality of mechitzos. So that's the shita of Rava. And it comes out that Rishus HaYochid, according to Rava, is 1 din, and Sukkah is another din. For Rishus HaYochid, all we need is mechitzos, halachic mechitzos, but for Sukkah we need mechitzos b'metzius, in order to make it into a dira. Now, again, according to everything we've said until now, but the Rav agrees that as far as the dinim of Rishus HaYochid are concerned, this Amud sets up Mechitzos and sets the Amud as a Rishus HaYochid, despite the fact that these Mechitzos are imaginary through God Asik. That wasn't his issue. As we said before, his issue was Sukkah.
That means just the roof of any building, then is a Rishus HaYochid?
Correct. That's called God Asik Mechitzos, because you have the Mechitzos of the house that go all the way up till endlessly. I mean, theoretically, you could have a roof that's very, very narrow. You know, it's just something that you stand on, but it doesn't have dalet tfachim. But, I mean, our roofs all have dalet tfachim. So they have, you know, the ten tfachim of the mechitzos that goes up, and that's it. But let's say you would want to eat your meal on Yontif of Sukkos on the roof. And let's say you could imagine schach that was held up by, I don't know, by poles or something like that. That would not be a sukkah going to Rava, because you need physical mechitzos. The Meiri says the following. Amud, klalo donim god asik. He says the following. That you only ply the principle of God Asik in a case of Mechitzos Hanikoros Lamata. So for example, you asked me about a roof. According to the Meiri, we don't have Mechitzos Nikoros Lamata, is therefore Lo Amrinin Bar God Asik. So we're going to try to figure out what the Meiri means when he says that in a case of an Amud, there is no God Asik. In other words, God Asik requires Mechitzos Nikoros. And the question here now becomes, well, what about the case of an Amud? I mean, we had a Braisa here in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Vav that gave an example of Rishus HaYochid as an Amud that is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, and we said the top of the Amud is Rishus HaYochid. Well, how is the top of the Amud of Rishus HaYochid if he doesn't have Mechitzos Nikoros? So the Meiri answers that Le'inyan Shabbos Choshev Rishus HaYochid. Why? Mipnei she'ein ze mokom shimush b'nei Rishus HaRabim. It's the same Meiri that we mentioned earlier, that in order to that what sets up a Rishus HaYochid, it's the fact that the Rabim are excluded, they're sort of cut off from that place. And in the case of an Amud, that's enough to remove Shimush, Tashmish B'nei Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it sets it up as a Rishus HaYochid. So now, let's go back for a moment as we try to analyze this Meiri, and we're going to have to put this Meiri into perspective, but let's see what advantage we can get from this Meiri. We had the question of the Pnei Yoshua before. Why doesn't the Braisa just give me a simple, straightforward case of Rishus HaYochid, which is a Mokom that's Mukaf B'dalad Mechitzos? Why did it have to give me this very sophisticated case of a Kosel, which is like an Amud, and it's 10 Tfachim high, and it's 4 Tfachim wide? And we're going to apply the principle of God Asik. The answer is, according to Meiri, what is Rishus HaYochid? Rishus HaYochid is not because the Mechitzos go all the way up to Shamayim, but rather because this area is excluded from Tashmish B'nei Rishus HaRabim. So the Ikar Rishus HaYachid, really, the mainstay of Rishus HaYachid, according to the Meiri, is this case of an Amud, otherwise known as a tail or a kosel, whatever word you want to use to describe it. Once it cuts off the Rabim, then that makes it into a Rishus HaYachid. So again, you know, the Pnei Yoshua was operating with the assumption, the premise that, you know, this case of Amud, above the Amud is Rishus HaYochid, based on God Asik Mechitza. So why did the Brice have to quote such a fancy, sophisticated, complicated case? But the answer is, according to the Miri, forget about God Asik Mechitzos. Because God Asik Mechitzos applies when you have Mechitzos Nikaros. In the case of Amud, you don't have Mechitzos Nikaros. And yet the top of the Amud is Rishus HaYochid for a totally different reason. And that's because the Bnei Rishus HaRabim have no Tashmish above, you know, in this area that's completely, you know, blocks the Rabin. And that becomes your, in a sense, your paradigmic case of Rishus HaYochid according to the Pnei Yoshua. So that's what we gain from the Meiri. Now let's see what we lose from the Meiri. The Gemara in Sukkah says that there's a principle called Migud Avidofen L'Inyan Shabbos Avidofen L'Inyan Sukkah. It works like this. A Sukkah requires two Mechitzos, or what we call Defanos. The third one is just a Tefach High. Now, what happens, every Sukkah has also at least one Shabbos in it, right? So when we get to Shabbos of Sukkahs, so the Gemara establishes that you can have a Sukkah that's Kshera even less than Shtei Mechitzos Ushlishis Tefach, Kigon, for example, Sheyesh Mechitzos Shemo'ilos Lasos Samokom Mukov L'Inyan Shabbos. So again, you have to know all the details here, but just in general, the general sketch is that the Gemara says that if you have a place that would be Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, then that definition of a Mokom Mukov L'Inyan Shabbos would also apply on Sukkos of Shabbos. And that's called Migudavi Dofen L'Shabbos Avidofen L'Sukkah. Now, according to the Meiri, Rishus HaYochid means a place that's separated from the Rabim and there's no Tashmish or Rabim. But why would Migu work? You know, you don't have Mechitzos in Mitzius, you only have Mechitzos Al Pidin, based on the fact that on Shabbos this is called Mechitzos. So how are those, you know, halachic legal mechitzos going to keep out the Rabin? And according to the Miri, in order for the Sukkah to have mechitzos, it's got to have mechitzos that keep out the Rabin. That's the question that we're asking. So again, just to reiterate, to review the question, the Meiri says that in a case of a tail or an amud, we don't have mechitzos nikoros, and therefore we don't apply the principle of God Asik. And that's why Rava says that on top of this Amud, even though it's got, even though in Shabbos terms it has the status of Rishus HaYochid, in Sukkah it would not be kosher. And now we're asking, according to the Meiri, so what is my definition of Rishus HaYochid? It's not God Asik Mechitzos, it's just that the Rabbim have no Tashmishim. Well, that's not going to help me in Sukkah. In Sukkah I need a Mitzius of two Mechitzos plus a third Mechitzah of a Tefach. Why are you telling me Migudavi Mechitzah L'Shabbos is also, it's a Mechitzah L'Sukkah? And why is it a Mechitzah L'Shabbos? Because the Rabbim can't go in there. How's that going to help you in Sukkah? So I want to read to you a paragraph here from the Merkeves HaMishnah. He's one of the great scholars of 2.5 centuries ago. And he writes the following. And this is quoted in a sefer called Shi'urei Rebbe Ariyov. I'll tell you a little bit about that sefer in a minute. I just got a hold of it yesterday. He says the following. Lehame'iri, Rishus HaYochid, Nases B'Shtei Ofanim. There are two categories of Rishus HaYochid. Number one, Kishe B'Metzius, Moved Al HaMokom Ibnei Rishus HaRabim. When, in the reality, the Rabim don't have access to that place, it's like what we call the barrier, you know, prevents the Rabim from going there. And number two, in Yesh Mechitzos, if it has Halachic Mechitzos. So the Miri is not denying then that Halachic Mechitzos could set up a Rishus HaYochid. Is Lefi Zeosi Shapir, HaGemara B'Sukkah, Sharei Amigu Nemar B'Gemara Rak Al Mokom, De Lo Mahani Mechitzos Midinei Sukkah, Kigon shtei mechitzos zu keneged zu velechi berosh achas hamechitzos ubaze ein rishus hayochid mishum avdolas hametzius el mishum hamechitza hilkach hamrinan migul es sukkah. So he says the following, that as far as your definition of Rishus HaYochid is concerned, you have a second definition of Rishus HaYochid in addition to the Metzius of B'nei Rishus HaRabim Muvdolim, you know, they don't have Tashmish in that area. You also have another definition of Rishus HaYochid, which is called Yeshlo Mechitzos. And the Gemara in Sukkah, with regard to Migu, is talking about a case where the Rabim go in there, and there's nothing to prevent the Rabim. Like, for example, you have two mechitzos on two different sides of the Rishus HaRabim, so the highway goes in between. And they add a third mechitza, which is, let's say, it's called a lechi, and that mechitza would not prevent the Rabim from going down this alleyway between the two batim, or going on the highway between the two batim. So here, we have a new definition of Rishus HaYochid, and the Meiri is not going to deny it. This definition of Rishus HaYochid is not Havdalah of the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim are going there, but Mishum Din Mechitza. And on this special Din of Mechitza, we're going to apply the principle of Migu, Davi Dofen Linyan Shabbos, Davi Dofen Linyan Sukkah. Which means that once the Torah recognizes this as a mechitza, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it sets up this area as Rishus HaYochid, b'meila, it becomes a mechitza as far as Sukkah is concerned. V'yemkein hadar atiritz al kushas ha-prei Yoshua, di'amrinan di'ikar din Rishus HaYochid, huk'shamokom muvdal b'mitzius, u'lekach toni le b'braisa, ach yesh din Rishus HaYochid nosaf al yidei mechitza v'lo toni le. So now we go back to answer the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. The Braisa is talking about the Iker Din Rishus HaYochid, which means a Rishus HaYochid B'Metzius, because the Rabim can't go in there. And that's what's going to be quoted in the Braisa in the case of a Kosel or an Amud. And then we have another Din of Rishus HaYochid, which is not mentioned in the Braisa, and that's a Rishus HaYochid that's generated or created by Mechitzos which don't necessarily keep out the Rabim. And now the Merkeves HaMishnah quotes a sefer called the Radah, which, if I'm not mistaken, is from the same family as the Akedas Yitzchak. I'll check that out. And he says that the Rambam actually holds like the Meiri, that if you have a makom gavoa yud, like for example a tail, you know, some area that's 10 tefachim high, lo bein and klal a good asik. The Rambam, like the Meiri, doesn't require good asik. because that makom is rishus hayochim mishum shu muvdal b'mitzius mihiluch b'nei rishus haram. Says the Merkabas HaMishnah, that's the pshat in the Rambam. And therefore, he has another Rambam that says, Zorak daf al gabi yisedos gevos yud sha'omdos b'shus harabim. And the Rambam says that you're chayav. So Memela, let's take a look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in his introduction to Masechet Shabbos. He writes, Rishus HaYochid hu hamakom she'ein darchim bo harabim. That's a place that keeps out the rabbin. V'hu she'yeh govho yud tfachim v'archo v'rochvo dalet tfachim. In other words, in the very definition, the essential definition of Sayyachid, the Rambam calls it a makom she'ein darchim bo rabin. And there's a t'nai that it has to be gavoh yud and rochav dalet. And that really fits into what we saw in the Merkavas HaMishnah that the Rambam holds like the Me'iri, that the essential, the quintessential Rishus HaYachid is a makom that's muvdal v'ein darchim bo rabin. Muvdal mitashmishei harav. And the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudalid, Ezehu Rishus HaYochid, Tel Shagovo Yud, V'chein Chritz, V'chol Mokum Shumukav Dalid Mechitzos. So the Rambam defines a Goder, right? Is Mavur B'Rambam, Shepirish Hamila Goder, right? We go back to the Brisa itself, and the Brisa says Rishus HaYochid is a Goder that's Gavoa Yud. Correct? Let me just go back and see that. Right, Shu Gavoa Yud. Kirashi Shenasa Kosal Atzmo Rishus HaYochid. And the Kosal itself becomes a Rishus HaYochid. Then the Rambam writes V'chein Chritz Shehu Amud Dalid B'chol Mokom Shu Mukav Dalid Mechitzos. So the Rambam says that the Din is a Mokom Mukav Mechitzos, and the Rambam says that if it's Mukav Dalid Mechitzos, it's Rishus HaYochid. So it's interesting, he really starts with a charitz or a tail, a kosel, and then he gets to the case of a makom mukaf dalid mechitzos. Perhaps he means that mukaf dalid mechitzos, that's already a din mechitza. That's not a din, you know, keeping out the b'nei Rishus HaRav. So tel acharitz is not a rishus hayochid mikoach mechitzos, but mikoach mitzius. Right, those are areas that block off the rabbin. Now the rabbin is v'chein, and we have another category of rishus hayochid, which has a whole different essential twist to it, or essence to it, is makom shu mukaf dalid mechitzos. That's also called rishus hayochid. And it becomes like a tail in a charitz, as if it was moved al mirshus harav. Now the Merkavas HaMishnah asks Akasha, and he says the following. He says, the Gemara says that not kana mirshus hayochid, if in the middle of mirshus hayochid a person takes a pole, and he knocks, and he digs the pole into the ground, and the pole itself is 10 tfachim high. Then on top of the pole, hiniach sal, he puts a basket. V'yeshbo dalet al dalet tfachim is naseis rishus hayochid midin god achis mechitza. Try to figure out what he means by god asig mechitza. He's got a kana. It's 10 tefachim high. Now he puts a basket, and the basket is dalet al dalet. And now we're going to apply Godasig Mechitzas. Not exactly sure why.
Is he talking about that they would come down to the ground?
I don't think so. It's just he says he puts a sal on the top of this pole. Now the sal doesn't have 10 tefachim, so I'm not exactly sure. So I have to check that out. The sal has dalet al dalet. That I understand. Now why is it become Rishus HaYochim? He didn't go to Asik Mechitza. Well, the traskal in the Gemara's language, the sal. I'm not sure how that works. It sounds like, again, I'm just throwing out a svara, that maybe the kone and the traskal become one. And if it's one entity, then since the traskal has, so the traskal now picks up the height of 10 tefachim through, you know, vicariously, so to speak, through this kone. And then I could apply the principle of godasig mechitzos. Rabbanan pligi, v'savri di'ein lomar kan godasig mechitzos, mishum shagidim bokim bo, mevatlin din godachis. In other words, you know, around this kone, there are animals that walk, so they're not bothered by the mechitzos, that doesn't stop them, they're imaginary mechitzos. Is doch mevuar shatraskal nasir shusayochid rak mishum mechitzos, the godasik mechitzos. Ulefira da, typically she hey rishusayochid mitzias shari moved al mihiluch rabim shari gavoa yud. The Herich Amerkeves Hamishna Lutari Chemayri Vitraskal Pochos Miyut Tfachim. Oh, that's what we said. That the Traskal is less than Yud Tfachim. But that seems to be a chiddush here of the Merkeves Hamishna. Vidochak Tuva Basugya. Achameiri Vadai Svirule Lehedja Shetel. Habi Rishus HaYochim Mishum Shemuvdal Mibnei Rishus HaYochim V'lo Mishum Mechitzos. So again, we got to this point. I'm not sure. Let's just summarize. We started with Rashi. Rashi says that Tel is Rishus HaYochim Midin go to Asik. The Pnei Yoshua said, why did the Bryce have to give us the case of a tel? Why not just give a case of a makom mukaf dalet mechitzos? So he says that maybe the Bryce wants to tell us an additional chiddush of godasig mechitzos. The Meiri, on the other hand, holds that in the case of an amud or a tel, right, it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then it's Rishus HaYochid, not midin go to Asik Mechitzos, but rather midin that Eino Tashmish B'nei Rishus HaRab. That was the Shita of the Meiri. And Rav's Shita is that you can't build a Sukkah on top of an Amud, even though you have go to Asik Mechitzos, but in Sukkah there's a separate Halacha, you need Mechitzos Nikaros. Yeah. So Le'inyan Shabbos, we had a problem because if the Meiri is going to admit that you need Mechitzos Nikaros in order to set up a Sukkah, why does the Gemara on Daf Zayin in Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara says, Migu Davi Dofen Le'inyan Shabbos, Havi Dofen Le'inyan Sukkah. I mean, Sukkah we need two plus Tefanos. Why should it be kosher if it's got the status of Rishus HaYochid through Godasik Mechitzos? But then we suggested that according to the Meiri, we have two categories of Rishus HaYochid. We have Rishus HaYochid because b'mitzius it's muvdal mitashmishe or halichei b'nei Rishus HaRab, and then we have a din of mechitzos. When the Gemara wants to apply the principle of migu, that you can set up mechitzos that'll be kosher on Sukkah because we already set up these mechitzos and recognize their validity because it's Shabbos, on Shabbos of Sukkahs. And once again, we could say that according to the Miri, the fundamental primary mode of Rishus HaYochid is this case of an amud or a tail that prevents the rabbin. So that's against the Pnei Yoshua, because the Pnei Yoshua is trying to defend Rashi, and Rashi seems to apply, you know, in the case of tail or Goder, it's Gavoh Yud, Rashi applies the principle of Godasig Mechitzos. Going to the Miri, forget about Godas and Mechitzos. It's a Rishus HaYochid because of the Metzius that the Rabbim don't go there. And then we had a whole discussion with the Mekeves HaMishnah that the Rambam himself might actually hold like the Meiri, because whenever he defines the Malacha, the entity of Rishus HaYochid, he always starts with a Kosel. And the Rambam adds that it's Rishus HaYochid because it's a Mokum She'ein Dorchim Bo Rab. That sounds awfully similar to the Meiri. And then the Rambam goes on and gives examples of Godasik Mechitzos. Okay, then, that's where we'll stop for now.